23 hours.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
FQM operator dies in a fire incident. Government denies authorizing mining at Senseli mine in Chingola. And in African news, South African engineers are freed after 2 years in Equatorial Guinea jail. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 35-year-old man has died following a fire incident involving a Kamasut Road 70 truck at the Sentinel Copper Pit of First Quantum Minerals FQM Trident Limited in Kalumbila. Northwestern Province Police Commissioner Brighton Siwale confirmed the development and identified the deceased as Aldridge Mutale, a resident of Chingola District and an operator employed by FQM Trident Limited. According to Mr. Siwale, the incident occurred on Saturday, June 21st, 2025, at approximately 23:30 hours, shortly after the start of the deceased's scheduled night shift, which commenced at 23 hours and was set to run until 06 hours. Mr. Siwale explained that it is alleged that the operator lost control of the truck and became trapped inside as flames rapidly engulfed the vehicle. He said police officers responded swiftly to the report, but arrived to find that the body of the deceased had already been retrieved from the vehicle and transported to Maryburg Hospital in Kalumbila, where he was pronounced dead. He said his remains have since been moved to Lumwana District Hospital mortuary, pending a post-mortem examination. Commissioner Siwale further noted that the exact cause of the fire remains unknown, stating that investigations by technical, mechanical, and forensic experts are ongoing. Residents of Kampirimponshi's Lunchubi area have bemoaned the poor network communication. Vansi Mukopa, a concerned resident, has lamented how challenging it has been in their daily activities without having a reliable network communication line. Mr. Mukopa has since appealed to government to critically consider erecting communication towers to help the local communities, saying the area is mainly predominantly a farming community. The concerned resident has made an appeal in an interview with Common Radio News.
We are complaining about the network challenge. Lunch is very near with Kapirimponsh, but we don't have network that side. And we have got a lot of people are using phones. This time there is ITC. So we are appealing to the government of the day, to make sure that they give us network. We are appreciating that they have promised us that they will give us the electricity. But first of all, network, please. We are appreciating to the government. They have given us the bridge. The Runchu, the famous bridge, Runchu. But for network, please, they are appealing to relevant authorities to help us with network. Thank you, thank you.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has dismissed a report claiming that it authorized the mining activities at Senseli Mine in Chingola, Copper Belt Province. Minister of Mines and Minerals Development, Apoka Wuswe, has clarified that Senseli Mine remains a private operation. He says the government is engaging with its owners to ensure all activities are formalized in accordance with mining regulations. Mr. Kabuswe has reiterated the government's dedication to promoting safe and lawful mining practices. He notes that security agencies are collaborating closely to ensure an orderly regularization process.
So we are also working together with the security wing. ZNS is part of it, and Zambia Police is part of it. We want to make sure that as this is going to be implemented, it must be implemented in a regularized, legal way and safe way for our miners. It is not that government is tolerating illegal mining. Government doesn't tolerate illegal mining. And also the issue of KCM area. On Saturday, all those that were around the KCM area were told to vacate. Of course, they were given, I think, 1 or 2 days to try and clear out whatever they were scavenging in the area. And I'm sure by today, I'll be given a feedback as to whether they have completely decamped from there.
Copper Belt Province Minister Elisha Matambo says the report on compensation for farmers affected by mining activities on the Copper Belt will now be submitted to the Office of the Vice President for clearance. In an interview, Mr. Matambo reveals that a report on compensation has been reviewed and changes have been made to benefit the farmers. Mr. Matambo notes that initially farmers were to be compensated for soil damage for 1 year, but the ministries have agreed to extend the compensation period to 3 years, considering the uncertainty of soil recovery and the need for reasonable compensation. The minister has assured that the delay in compensation is not due to a lack of willingness to pay, but rather to ensure that the right decisions are made to benefit the farmers. Recently, Sinometers, Elige and Rongzin Investments pledged to pay over 16 million kwacha in compensation to 507 farmers affected by the contamination of the Mwambashi and Kafue rivers in Chambishi, which was caused by tailing dam leakages from the two mining companies, resulting in extensive damage to crops, livestock and soil along the riverbanks.
Prepared the way for us. As ministers, we sat on the Thursday, we had a meeting, all of us, went through that. There are some few changes which have been done in terms of the figures to the advantage of the farmers. I'm sure you remember that farmers were supposed to get a compensation of soil for 1 year. Now it's going to be, they'll be compensated for 3 years. So the delay, I want to appeal to the farmers, the delay is to their advantage, because we have to put our heads together as ministers and see what is it which is going to benefit our farmers. So it's not something which is being delayed because we don't want those people to pay. We want to do the right thing so that farmers can get something reasonable.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.